Presley with Martin Bester.
We are going all things Australian for now. G'day there, matey.
G'day, mate.
Robbie Madison. Love myself an accent. It's horrible from time to time, but one of our favourites
is Australian.
It is.
It's nice to hear you. I love South Africa, by the way. You can get pies and sausage rolls at the gas station. They sell Capri Flakes. I'm feeling really at home.
Yes.
Milo. You got it all.
We've got so many things. The only thing you've got that we don't have is Vegemite.
True.
Right.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
I know. I asked about Vegemite and,
you know.
Yeah. And the 2 a.m. kebab.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't have those.
You don't, oh, okay, yeah. Well,
pie.
Yeah, pie.
We'll survive. It's good. You guys have cricket. It's perfect.
Do you know what we also have?
What?
Freestyle Kings, baby.
World Cups.
Oh, World Cups.
It's too soon. Sorry. Do you follow rugby?
Yeah.
Union.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. I appreciate it. I have a lot of friends that are union players. I don't follow it. I don't watch the games, but... You know, I'm a fan.
But what you do is just so much tougher, man.
Well, I wouldn't trade. I wouldn't want to run the ball and get in the ruck, but thank you for saying that.
That is a whole lot. For those who don't know, what are we talking here? Freestyle Kings.
Freestyle Kings. Yeah, it's choreographed freestyle motocross show. Those are familiar with Nitro Circus. This is nothing like that. No, it's similar, right? It's the same kind of stuff. We have a choreographed show that kind of takes the public through where the sport has evolved to. One of the coolest parts of the show is my children are in it, and I think that is really cool because I remember when I was a little kid, if you see kids at your similar age, it does something to you. You never forget that for the rest of your life. So this is a very inspirational show. And not only that, my kids come out. My eldest son, he's on the 85 doing backflips, a bunch of tricks. Now he's been really practicing for this show. My little guy is 11. He's doing a bunch of cool tricks.
And 11?
11. He's got his hair flowing out the back and sending these big jumps. It's really cool to see. And the crowds at all the shows, it's like standing ovation when my kids come out because they do great. They're so honest and pure. But not only that, they're up against some of the world's best athletes. So we're doing, I mean, every trick that you can think of in the bike game is happening. The show builds, and so by the end of it's edgy. You know, you pay for the whole seat, but you only need the edge of the seat. And at the end of the show, it ends with like these guys doing amazing stuff. That obviously I'm the older guy in the sport, but I have been working hard for this tour, and I'm actually really proud of myself. I'm riding a level I haven't ridden at since I've been since I was 20. But yeah,
it's fearless, man.
It's a great show. We have the airbag technology, so it's quite safe. And then we have the best riders doing the biggest tricks.
What do you mean airbags? Do the bikes have airbags?
No, the landing ramps. Oh. So we used to traditionally like jump to dirt or jump to like scaffolding structures. And sometimes it was like, you know, if someone has a mishap and crashes, they're laid out on the ground, they're knocked out, they're getting carried off on the stretcher, they're in hospital. Now with the airbags, you kind of bounce and get back up and keep going.
Oh,
it's
that's
really cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Not always, but yeah, a good percentage of the time, yeah, they've just made the sport a lot safer, but it's also raised the bar as far as tricks, like the level for the crowd to sit there and watch. I mean, some of the stuff that happens, I get nervous every time. We have a BMX element in our show as well, which is really cool because that's really where this started. You know, we all start on BMX bikes first, so we got some of the best male and female BMX riders. Ellie Chu's out there. She's representing the ladies. She's a beautiful girl, and she can ride a dirt bike just as good as the guys. So, a bicycle just as good as the guys. So it's a great show. If you want to check it out, check out showtime.co.za. Get your tickets, come and check it out.
I'll remind you about that. I'll tell you exactly when it's happening as well. And also, we need to chat some more to Robbie this morning about his incredibly illustrious life just outside of this particular Freestyle Kings. And it's a family show that you got to see more coming up.
You're with your own family. Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Welcome, welcome. Listen, this is going to be a show to see. I'm telling you now, Freestyle Kings are in South Africa, touring South Africa in November, including Wanderers Stadium this Saturday, 2nd November, also Sunday, 3 November at Loftus Versfeld. It is incredible. It's also so, so cool. What an honor to have on the show this morning, Robbie Madison. who's obviously star of the show. So your kids are here in South Africa as well? Are they going to be...
Yeah, my kids are here. I got Jagger, he's 11, and Cruz is 14. They're both joining me in the show. And to me, yeah, favorite part of the show for me. And they're loved by the whole crew. We got a great vibe on tour. And, I mean, it's we've become a family, but it's really cool because everyone's out there sending it. You know, they're doing the gnarliest tricks. And then my kids are feeding off of that. So they've just, as this tour's been going on, they're stepping it up. So they're very excited to ride here because they've been practicing a lot for the show.
I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, I'm thinking that if I was their mom, I don't know if I'd be very happy with you. How is their mom with them doing these things, like doing backflips?
She has very short fingernails.
Okay, right. Yeah. So nothing like mine. Okay.
Yeah, no, she's great. She's really the backbone of our whole family. She's behind every good man's an even better woman, right? So she is that person. She's very strong. She's a little dynamite. She's short, but she carries a powerful punch. But she's awesome. Great mom, great supporter. As long as they're doing things safely, she's always on the sideline telling them, reminding them of their technique and the things to keep them safe.
Gotcha. Okay.
But she doesn't stop them from facing their fears.
Oh,
so she's
that.
Great. She puts her own fears aside and lets them figure it out themselves, which has been a lot of my influence. You know, stay in your lane. But she's great. She's awesome.
Did you backflip off the London Bridge, for instance?
Yeah, I got to backflip at Open Tower Bridge. So the only thing that's ever gone over the Open Tower Bridge is, I guess, a red bus was out of control back in the day and it kind of went across the opening. And then I got to do it a few years back, but middle of the night, did a backflip over the London Tower Bridge. It was really cool. Yeah.
Cool. I've been very
fortunate.
I mean, did people know about it?
We kept it under wraps, but it was 3 a.m. in the morning when I did it. We did it kind of vigilante style, but it was all powered by Red Bull. They got the permits for us. The thing was is that if I messed it up and I happened to go in the water, that was the Thames River, someone would have gone to jail. And because so essentially, to get that permit, someone actually had to put their life on the line and say that if anything went wrong, the one lady that signed the deal, well, she would have gone to jail if anything went right. So she's like, she only told me after. And she was like, she looked so relieved when I made it. I was like, why are you looking so relieved for? You didn't trust me? She goes, no, I would have gone to jail. I'm like,
that's the problem.
Thank you.
Sure.
Even in your mind, what is the craziest stunt you've done?
Probably when I got married, you know.
Oh, no.
No, that's a joke. The best one has been jumping on and off the 10-story building. It changed my life physically, mentally, spiritually. I had to go through a lot of mental kind of clarity work and let go of a lot of emotions and control, but also believe in myself more than I've ever had to. So it changed me as a person, and it really proved to me I didn't have much self-love for a long time, which can be harmful for people. You know, you can be, you might be capable of a lot of stuff, but if you don't love and appreciate who you are, it's hard to always give the best version of yourself. And that helped me pull down the layers a lot. And I mean, it might sound weird, but all these jumps of me that I've done in my career have changed me as a person. Mm-hmm. And I've had to face the gnarliest fears to get to that change.
10-story building. So what do you mean? What?
Yeah, it's the Arc de Triomphe. It's a replica of the famous structure in Vegas, but it's Australia famous structure in Paris, but it's in Las Vegas, and it's 10 stories high. So I jumped my dirt bike, I hit a ramp, I had the vision of this, and then designed this ramp that's 30 feet tall, a little over 10 meters, and hit it really fast, jumped on top of the building, and then I turned around and jumped down 10 stories and pulled my thumb off my hand on landing.
What?
But it went viral and inspired a lot of people and really helped put my name on the map. And that's really what's brought me a lot of these film gigs, doubling these big actors.
I was about to say now, stunt doubling. I mean, what if that's fascinating?
Yeah,
that is so cool. Who have you stunt doubled for?
I think my biggest one was Daniel Craig, Skyfall. So I was 007.
Yeah. That's so cool.
That was cool.
So you were James Bond.
Yeah.
James Bond.
Yes, I used to be. Yeah, that was really cool, and that really came from that 10-story jump, because they in the script they had to Bond had to like go through a window and drop, you know, a couple of stories onto the ground, And so they called me in, and I was fresh off back surgery. My doctor told me, you can do anything. You just can't take a compression to your back. And they didn't tell me what I had to do. All they told me before I got on the plane is, you're going to be able to do this with your eyes closed. I get there, and then the very first thing is, oh, you just got to jump off this building. I'm like, that's the one thing I can't do.
Oh, no.
But I got it done anyway.
With a brace on your back, I'm assuming.
I didn't have the brace on my back. I had to do it all with no helmet because I was James Bond. James Bond doesn't wear a helmet. So that was crazy, but...
But no, hang on. Okay, so if we watch the movie back...
Yeah.
Then...
That first scene in the opening where he's on a dirt bike, that's all me.
That's you.
I love that scene, but also you just come off back surgery.
Yeah.
The concerned mother.
No. Yeah.
How does that work? Yeah.
I have to ask a question. What is your insurance premium? Because you must be insured to the hilt. I mean, that is...
The funny thing is... I'm uninsurable. They don't insure me. So that's why I do the film stuff, because I get the SAG, the Screen Actors Guild insurance.
Yes. Right.
So that allows me to be stupid and still get insured.
Listen, we need to get into the news now.
Yeah.
But I've got so many more questions for you. Please,
wonderful.
Please stay right here. Hang with us a little bit more. If you're just tuning in now, it's going to be an exciting show. Let me tell you, greatest show, most audacious stunts on two wheels, international freestyle motocross, BMX, lovers of motor. Listen, if you love this kind of thing, if you love adrenaline, exhilaration, and you want to see the show of your life, it's happening. Wanderers Stadium, the Saturday, 2nd November, and then Sunday, 3 November at Loftus Versfeld. You get your tickets for this at showtime.co.za or ticketmaster.co.za. It is Freestyle Kings in South Africa, and we have Robbie Madison on the show this morning.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.
The Freestyle Kings live in South Africa. Happening Wanderers Stadium, the Saturday, 2nd of November, Sondag 3 November, Loftus Versfeld. And it is, I mean, we're talking about fireworks.
Yeah.
Katy Perry, tell us about that. Double backflips, front flips, multiple world first tricks. 2 hours of non-stop thrills and action and spills. And we are lucky enough to have in studio this morning Robbie Madison. But we spoke about the Freestyle Kings. We also spoke about the other part of your life where you do movie work. And you worked with Daniel Craig. I mean, you were Daniel Craig. You were the stunt double in a James Bond movie, which is incredible. Is he nice? He's a nice guy?
Daniel's really cool, yeah. You weren't really meant to talk to him or get photographs with him because he's a big star, and that's kind of just the vibe on a lot of these films. You're not allowed to talk to the big actors. But I was his double, so I just assumed that I had different rules. So he walked into a meeting, and I was like, "Hey, Dan, come sit over here." And he pulled up next to me, and I threw my arm around him, and we had a drink together, and he was great. He got photos with me, and I also have doubled Vin Diesel, Jason Statham, Tom Hardy, and Jason Statham. I love that guy, but he's become a good friend of mine. He's working as a executive producer with me on a new film.
What?
And so is Chris Hemsworth. Both supporting a big stunt that I'm working on coming up. So.
I know where you want to be.
Yeah, Chris is actually...
She's an actress.
I'm an actress.
Okay, I can put in a good word for you.
There you go.
No worries.
Just tell Jason, I'm willing to do stunts even.
Oh, well, okay.
For this double me. Hold.
Yeah, wait.
I can do stunts.
It's not going to involve a bike.
Lady Cannonball.
That's all exciting, and so the dangerous stuff when it comes to these movies. I mean, I know Tom Cruise does a lot of his own stuff, but the rest, it's too dangerous, and then you do it.
Yeah,
it's craziness, and then it needs to look good for the film, and it needs to fit into, and you've got to also keep in mind that you're playing the role of the actor. That's a whole. Is it a different kind of skill and pressure?
Yeah, it is. I mean, when I did Bond, it was no helmet, so. That was really crazy, but it's weird. I just got used to it. It's like anything, you get used to certain things, and I was good. I did have a crash without the helmet, but I luckily kept my head off the ground, and I went in and I put my arms up, so when my head did hit, I had my hand there, so I didn't get the impact.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah, it was, but working with these guys has been great. I have so much respect for the stunt men and women of the world. They literally do some crazy stuff that I wouldn't. Like, there's one guy, I had to do a crash, right, in when I was Dublin Bond. Like, you're going to come down here and another motorcycle is going to come in. It's going to T-bone you. You've got to go over the handlebars. You'll land here in these rugs. And there's actually some padding under there, so you're going to be fine.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm like, I was totally terrified. I'm like, oh, so... And I kept asking questions about... And he goes, you're fine. I said, well, what about this crash scene? And they go, oh, no, we just get... Zach comes in and does that part for you. I'm like, so this guy, Zach, he's the crash guy, right? So whenever there's like these things... So he just showed up, got on the bike. He did like five takes just getting slammed. I'm like, man, you're my new hero.
So it's the crash guy.
Yeah. The crash guy, yeah.
There's quite a click with the stunt people in and around Hollywood, I believe. A bit of a family thing, bit of competition as well.
Yeah, yeah, it's tough. The stunt men and women have a tough, you know, gig. It's all the union stuff is not really in their favor. So it's like anything in this world. It's there's been some good days. Those good days are probably behind them, but... they're still happening. Films are still happening, and stuntmen and women make these films great. So, but nowadays with AI, they can replace a lot of these things.
Oh,
so,
no. We won't have it.
So that's why I just come up with my own cool stunts that no one else can do, and no AI is doing it. You know.
I have to ask you. You keep on talking about like I crashed here and I did this. What is your worst injury that you've ever had?
Well, the worst one I had meningitis when I was 16. Coming into freestyle motocross, I wasn't aware that I had a condition that was left over from meningitis, but I actually developed one of the symptoms left in me was I had secondary impact syndrome. So when I have a big hit to the head, I go into seizure, and that has caused me to actually my heart to stop 5 times now.
No,
yeah, so I've been brought back to life 5 times, which. It's scary, but also I feel like I'm here for a reason, and that reason is to honor Evel Knievel. I went to his funeral.
Yes.
Yeah, right. I went to and to be a great father, you know, and to supply for my family. But I really believe I'm tied to Knievel in a special way because at his funeral, I asked for it's an open casket, which I've never been to. So he's dead body sitting there. Yeah. I wait in line. I stood in front of him. I said a prayer. I thanked him for everything that he's done in his career and inspiring and, you know, creating this... action sports, really. He's really the grandfather of it. But I asked for his blessing to take the torch from where he's left it and carry it to a higher height with his blessing. And I felt his energy go right through me. It was like a cold wave went through me. All the hairs stood up on my arms. And I knew I had his spirit bless me. So that has made me work hard on a big project that I'm getting ready to launch here in the next couple of months. We just pitched it to Amazon, to Warner Brothers, Disney, Netflix. We're going to NBC, Fox, all the big guys. Wow. And we're hoping to have one of the world's biggest televised stunts, hopefully the biggest televised stunt in mankind, in human history is what we're shooting for. So I have a great team. It's going to be insane.
You're not allowed to say where you want.
No, I don't want to talk about too much, but, you know, I've taken on water on my motorcycle. I rode that 20-foot wave in Chopu.
Did you see that?
Modified my bike to ride on water. So now I'm going to modify my bike to take on the sky.
Oh.
So we're going big, baby.
Oh, my goodness.
And Knievel's son also got involved in the business as well. There was a bit of a family thing there.
Robbie Knievel. Yeah. Unfortunately, he's passed.
Yeah.
But I'm really tight with the Knievel family. I'm blessed by, you know, they're supporting this next stunt that I'm doing. It's going to be great for... highlighting what Evel Knievel did and what he started, and we're going to tell the story of all the actions, you know, where that whole distance jumping thing went, but also my family and where my kids are taking it to. So it's quite a cool story there, but I'm going to do something that's never been done before in the history of men.
Is it this year, next year?
Next year. Next year? We're shooting for September next year.
Okay.
And that's kind of all.
You sound ready for the Joburg traffic, my friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, this will be easy license. Yeah. Sorry, the Jason Statham thing that you're doing, is that, it's not the same?
Yeah, so this stunt that I'm working on,
is that
Jason and Chris Hemsworth are executive producers with me.
Right.
Jason and Chris will be executive producing this big thing
with me, next
year.
We have the guys, our production partner is one of the biggest in the game. They do the Monday Night Live football. We got Emmy award-winning producers. I mean, we have a great team, so it's just a matter of time before we
Don't you think we should come and broadcast from there when you do that stunt?
I think that'd be a great idea. Yeah, yeah. Jacaranda FM.
Idea. Yeah. And Chris and Jason and stuff. I see where you're going with this. I see you. I'm supporting it. Listen, what a great pleasure and honor to have you in the country, and thank you very much for sharing your incredible, crazy cool life with us on the show this morning. And please get your tickets now. Tickets again if you want to see all of this madness and craziness and coolness. It's obviously a number of riders, Robbie, his kids. You're going to go get your tickets on showtime.co.za or ticketmaster.co.za. It's happening in Gauteng this weekend, Saturday in Johannesburg, Pretoria Sondag, and then heading off to Cape Town. Is that right?
Exactly, Cape Town. It is the coolest show. I've been doing these things for 20 years. This show is the coolest show I've been a part of. We have had standing ovations from the crowds everywhere we've toured with it. It's evolving. It's sick. If you want to come, your mum, your dad, your kids, grandparents, it's a show for everyone. And I tell you what, it's inspirational. It's everything you want it to be, and it's a great atmosphere. So I'm excited to be touring with them. Great group of people, great show. And if you want to check it out, now's your opportunity.
Freestyle Kings in South Africa this weekend, the ultimate family exhilarating show. Kry jou kaartjies, get your tickets. Good to meet you. Come back again. Enjoy South Africa, man. Take it all in, and all the best for your projects going forward.
Thank you, my guys. Jacaranda FM, you guys rule.
Thank you, Robbie.
What did you guys drink this morning? It must be really good.
This is Breakfast with Martin Bester. Jacaranda FM.